Winston, you were able to provide recommendations as to some alternatives that the board might consider tonight. I'd like to just point a couple things out. Again, I think the board has heard quite a bit from people. I believe that they've gotten a number of emails. I've been, as a father of an athlete, as well as a freelance photographer who's attended a number of the varsity events this fall, I have seen firsthand a number of people walk away from the gates. As a member of the Follett's Booster Club, I know we are currently analyzing the numbers, trying to see what the numbers are, just to see if we can get a comparison, just to provide information. And we're also seeing this definitive hit in the concessions, which are a big part of the Booster Club revenues. And in the case of La Follette, it's an all-school Booster Club, so it's not just directed at athletics. I know that we talked about a $79,000 goal for revenue this year was the projection. I don't know where the number's going to come out district-wide, but I know in the case of La Follette, it's anticipated, based on your read, that it's not going to be met, whatever fraction La Follette would have provided, nor is there going to be a consistent trend of an equal amount coming in through the concessions. So the Booster Club's going to take a secondary hit, is what we anticipate if things continue. So again, we encourage you to look at the alternatives, and I'm glad you're doing so. A couple of comments on that. I think a long-term solution is ultimately needed. What's been put on the table might get us through this year and is a good intermediate step. I think at the last meeting, or one of the last meetings, there were a number of all four of the high schools had Booster Club representatives here. And I know that, when speaking as a member of the Collins Booster Club, we are interested in engaging with the other three Booster Clubs to see what we can do collectively to come up with some viable alternatives in the long term. Because we know we cannot have this shouldered by the school board forever. And lastly, if the options that Mr. Winston has put on the table are the ones that are being considered tonight, I would recommend two things on those options. And in either option, I would go either way. I don't have a preference of one or two. One has less cost to the district than two, but there's pros and cons of each. But the one thing I would recommend on each is that there is a recommendation in there that says designate one fall 2000 event for all sports at all high schools as free for all participants. I would recommend an amendment to that to say one fall, winter, and spring. And I know that's a large-scale hit. It triples the cost. But we have athletes, and we have middle school kids, and we have families who are trying to engage into these activities for the long term. And those free events are where you get a lot of those kids that maybe aren't going to be there otherwise. And these are attractive for all the sports, not just the fall sports. And then the other comment I would make on that, either one of these options entails an FTE reduction, either 1.2 or 1.7 FTE reduction. And I think that's where a lot of the cost is coming in. My recommendation is understanding, and the woman that just spoke a moment ago was talking about not taking hits out of the educational aspect of that. I would strongly advocate that we do not target the athletic directors as a reduction at each of the schools. Mr. Nelson can only do so much.
Right.
And if the schools themselves don't have an AD on site, there are many kids that do need that support and need that interaction.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Carol was first on the field.
Okay. I'll hopefully set it on hard to talk a little bit about the committee that he's going to set up athletics. But question, do you think that if we did follow your suggestion on a free event for each of the seasons, that Booster Clubs could take on the responsibility of publicizing it at
their
middle and elementary schools, too?
I think we would be, I'm not a board member, so I can't speak on behalf of the Booster Club. I'm simply a member. But I think that would be something that would be simple enough that we could accommodate, because we see it as a good for all.
Well, first, thanks for staying with us here and staying supportive. I mean, back last spring and summer, we were first scratching our heads trying to find $2 million. And have you to avoid not cutting the people that are important to kids. And so, as a way to keep some of the sporting things, we came up with this idea. And I think, from the analysis, you know, kind of the medicine that we decided to take actually included some of the sport. So, we'll just come up with what we intended. But the intent was to kind of support activities. And who knows, we could lay emails as well as stories.
One comment, the one fall free event was really to make up for the people we charged $6 to already. Everybody else would be getting, if this passed, everybody else would be getting the old price all the way through. So that was really kind of a way to return.
Okay. I didn't see that.
Yeah,
thanks for the explanation.
You want me to?
Yeah, why don't you talk about
the committee? We are putting together a committee. actually met earlier this last week to lay out the charge for the committee. It will include, actually, it's going to have Lauren Randall as the chair, which will be a new chair, since he's going to be busy. But includes Chris Nelson, who's our district-wide athletic coordinator, Valencia Douglas from our assistant superintendent for secondary schools, two high school principals, two of the high school ADs, and the four booster club presidents are their designees if they can't do it. And the charge really and truly is to look at all of athletics and from the standpoint of what can we afford to support in terms of sports we offer and how we offer them, what kind of coaching staff can we afford, try to put together an athletic program that the district can afford for the future, and then bring that forward to the board so that we're not going through this all the time and really intuitively say, okay, what can we afford, where can we get the revenue to afford that, and what's it going to look like in the future. So, and that group will be starting very, very shortly.
Thank you. I have a question. This is just for discussion. When I was a teacher in the district 31 years, particularly in the earlier years, 15 years, as a matter of fact. I made a lot of supplementary income in my regular teaching work by selling tickets to college. And it was not uncommon for me to just take a wrestling match right after school, then drive over to Hartmire and do the hockey. So it wasn't much money, but it was enough to keep food on the table, kids and clothing from goodwill. And folks were paying then what was definitely more money at that time that when taking into account inflation, for example, they paid $3, $3.50 to get in. In fact, I remember $3 for hockey, and then when it went up to $4, it was a lot of people were angry, but they did come anyway. But I believe people do come to events not because of the cost, and initially they might be turned away from meeting. So I'm not disputing any of your information, any of your data, and I have to take your word for that. Why do you think that it is so such paramount importance now that we not raise the ticket prices when, in fact, historically people were paying more in those days, enough to pay for two teachers to take the tickets and to rent the places and all this kind of stuff. I mean, we didn't need tickets at everything. Full tickets.
I understand. And I think from your perspective, Mr. Pease, I understand the question. I would submit two reasons that might be right. One, and I'll use this as an example. Again, being a friend of a lot of the parents who've got volleyball athletes, volleyball student athletes, and going with my camera equipment, I'm writing off my admission as a business cost. That's not a big deal. But what I've heard constantly is it costs $6 to go see a varsity high school athletic or varsity high school volleyball game and go watch battered women play for $5. That's been one that a lot of parents are talking about. They don't see the relevance between high school athletics and the UW being able to provide a higher end product for low cost. That's one. But I think the real reason you're hearing the outcry is because it's not just the increase in fees, it's the total package amongst a lot of parents. My son, playing hockey, all has to pay, let's say, if we say, of the 20-game season, 16 games are going to be in the MMC school district, or in the, let's say, 12, times 6, that's myself alone, on top of a supplemental fee of $400, on top of $115 athletic fee. That's where I think you're seeing the outcries. People are adjusting to the athletic fee increase, and then the admission fee increase on top of it is just pushing them over the top.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense because they weren't.
Right. But I think the fees were less. I mean, last year, for instance, at the fall, it was $60 for freshmen and sophomores, $80 for sports for juniors and seniors. And it's gone up for everybody. And that's understandable. We accept that. And then, again, in the hockey world and some of the others, you get the supplemental fee. We can talk about that another time. But I think those two things are the catalyst for the outcry that you're getting on these gate fees.
Yeah. I mean, even the days, like I said, the early days when I was teaching,
Yes, one other thing for you to consider in your proposal, Mr. Winston and others, is you mentioned the cost. And I know that I'm not here to suggest that any of the staff of MMSE don't get an opportunity to supplement their income. I think that's great that they can do so.
But if that's an area that you want to look at as an opportunity for lessening the burden on the district, one option would be to have a requirement for parents of athletes or athletes themselves to say, you will man the game. But I wouldn't want to man the hockey games because I want to watch my child play, so I'll work football games. Or if I'm, you know, if I'm a parent of a non-season sport, I'll work during that time and get my 3 games of credit and help the school district. There's ways to partner that don't involve going to the business community and getting money. There's ways of reducing our load by asking parents to become more community. So there's all kinds of things that you can talk about with your community that involve both getting money in and offloading some of the revenue that you have to pay out.
Well, I just want to echo when the boosters were here for one of the Giants committee meetings, and what I was struck with was it was like this accumulative effect of you pay property taxes, there's fees that went up, there's ticket prices that went up, and as boosters were selling each other Christmas candy and Christmas wreaths and goods and ball games and it's a hard work. We just kind of trade the check back and forth. So I think it's.